You're with Cape Talk. This is Abs on Early Breakfast.
22 minutes after 5. Now, there's been a conversation that many are having in our country and all around the world called the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Global labor markets are facing major transformation as a result of globalization, technological and demographic changes. In particular, the digital revolution is driving new forms of employment facilitated by online platforms. Now, Ali Bezendano, Senior Associate at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Employment Practice, joins you now to have a conversation around this. A very good morning to you, Anil. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Ali, you know, we talk about the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and for many of us, we still have those blank faces of what are these people talking about? Maybe a brief idea of what we're talking about when we talk about the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
So the Fourth Industrial Revolution is simply put everything I think people are seeing happening around them relating to technology and computers and everything going online. It's essentially a movement towards facilitation of easy shopping, for example, easy interaction, easy negotiation, all of that being done via technology as opposed to face-to-face.
And I suppose that means that many are afraid that this will replace them in their specific jobs. But then having that conversation, how much has the job market changed in the last decade? And how much is it expected to change as we head into, the Fourth Industrial Revolution?
So it's changed quite a bit. I think most people would have experienced a different way of working in their environment where some employees are strongly motivating for getting flexible working hours, or there's even this concept that is now called zero-hour contracts, where some younger generations are preferring to say, employ me, but don't employ me on a fixed number of hours per week, but rather 0 hours, and we have no commitment to each other necessarily, except if you ask me in advance to work for you. So there's, on the one side, this movement to different types of contracts, more flexibility, individuals motivating that they're able to work from home or wherever they're at. And then also on the other side, unfortunately, there's the movement towards machinery replacing people and technology replacing people. And that's, I guess, the negative aspect of the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Mm. And we know, or rather we are expecting the change to come. So in what spaces do we expect the most change? Are we talking online? Are we talking digital? Which one?
I think online and digital, but more than that, I think an evaluation needs to be done, and that's a good evaluation to do for people going to university or starting their studies now as to whether or not your job has an element of it that can be replaced. So elements that would be able to be replaced by computers or robotics would be anything that has a set formula to it that doesn't need the personal touch or the human mind to think about it. Those types of roles would essentially be replaced. So if we look at a factory, for example, at the end of the day, I think most jobs can be computerized, but then also in a more corporate environment, we have various divisions that actually has an element of repetition to it. And ultimately, the idea is that those types of jobs would also be able to be taken over by electronics. So we need to upskill ourselves in a way that we can add a personal touch to the job environment and a personal touch to our job specifically in order to continue adding value.
And if you are just joining the conversation at home, it is 26 minutes after 5. You're listening to the voice of Andy Bezadenhout, Senior Associate at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Employment Practice, who joins you on the line to discuss the fact that global labor markets are facing major transformation as a result of globalization, technological and demographic changes. And so what can we expect, and what are some of the changes that we are going to have to make sure that we survive well? Anli sharing that information with you. Let's talk about South Africa, Anli. How ready are we in South Africa for this change?
I don't think we're as ready as some of the other countries, in the sense that I think a lot of people are expecting it, and that may also be normal for a third world country, in that I don't think our studies are aimed towards individuals being able to upskill themselves in a way that they can continue to add value. On the other side, I think most employers are possibly thinking about ways in which this could have an impact on them. But I think the most important thing is to have those evaluations now in order for your employees to have an opportunity to upskill themselves and to continue to add value. From a labor law perspective, I think the fourth industrial revolution will probably have the biggest impact in that it would ultimately lead to retrenchments, and it would ultimately lead to evaluations as to what jobs can be replaced, and if so, what do we do with the people impacted in those jobs at this point?
So it would be fair to say it's not all doom and gloom, but we need to wake up as early as possible, or now.
Definitely. It's definitely not all doom and gloom. We can all upskill ourselves. We can all prepare ourselves for that. I think we have an obligation to ensure that our younger generations do the same. And then employers on their side can start evaluating what can they do to possibly retain employment or upskill internally whilst also replacing those positions which have a more repetitive element to them.
And so, Anli, before we let you go, though, we will give you an opportunity to have your last say as you address the Cape Talk listeners.
I think the best thing about the fourth industrial revolution, as with anything, is the way in which we approach it. I think it can be approached in a very positive way if the necessary preparations are done. And I think it's something to be excited about if we get involved now and make sure we're ready for it.
So as long as you embrace it, you can find ways to work around it.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Anli, for joining us on the show this morning. Have a fantastic morning further.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you so much. That is then Anli Poseidonat, Senior Associate at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr Employment Practice. Certainly, the fourth revolution is a conversation that many of us should be having. And if you still don't understand, maybe in my layman term of, or my layman way of making it clear to you, it is that there's a change coming, and that change comes in the form of machinery, comes in the form of digital tools that we're using, and it will be replacing certain individuals, replacing them out of their jobs. The question is then, if we're seeing it coming, what are we going to do about it?